This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Getting back into the Commanders, we had our poll of the day, and then we replaced it with another poll, which had to do with, would you trade for a corner if you were the Washington Commanders? Because most of the people who responded at Junks Radio on Twitter were not interested in Davante Adams or Amari Cooper. 78%, or I guess it was actually 84% were not interested. But 78% say they would trade for a corner. What do you think, if anything, the Commanders should do with the trade deadline looming? It's interesting. I was looking at this article on USA Today, and it was about trade candidates, but it was about guys each team, one player from each team that you would trade. So for Washington, they said, you know, Jamin Davis would be a good candidate because he needs a fresh start.
Yeah.
So, like, ship him out.
Sounds like a good guy.
But I was perusing the names from all the other teams, candidates for other teams, and who would be interesting for the Commanders. And Cleveland is probably in a fire sale mode.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Za'Darius Smith. Now, that's the defensive end.
Yep.
That's another position. Would intrigue me.
Yeah.
So, corner. Sure, but I would be intrigued by a pass rusher if you can get him on the cheap.
I'd be more intrigued by getting Denzel Ward away from the Browns. Now, that's a high dollar, high ticket item. I mean, he signed a $100 million contract back in 2022.
All right, that might be
prohibitive.
Yeah.
I mean, Za'Darius Smith's kind of hopped around. He's up there in years.
Yeah, but if you give a fifth round pick, I mean, he could help you.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's not young.
He's 32.
Is he 30?
You don't have to just only have guys long term, Cakes. You can sign guys just for the finish up the season.
Yeah, but it's just a matter
especially
of what
if you think you're going to be competitive.
As long as you're not giving up too much to acquire them,
mm-hmm.
If it makes sense that way, I would consider it. But I'm not giving up long term assets for like rentals, like 1 year rentals, rentals.
You're not. That's not what these guys go for.
They posit as a day three.
Davante Adams went for a third rounder.
Right.
Cooper went for three picks, but
again,
Davante
did because of his salary.
Rounder.
He did because of his salary.
But I'm saying these guys, like if you're going to acquire a corner, you're probably going to give up a fifth round pick. Maybe.
We could throw it out to
if
callers.
If you get a defensive end, you're probably going to, you know, if you get Za'Darius Smith, what's he going to go for? Fifth round or sixth round?
Yeah, probably. It can't be a lot.
I can't. Some of those guys, I mean, J.C. Horn has been talked about being traded. He mm-hmm. would go much higher than a fifth rounder. He'd be like
sure.
a second rounder. Some of these guys are really good. They're not just going to give them away.
Of course not.
Yeah, but most of the guys that are, if you're going to sell off, they're probably going to be more aging veterans.
Expiring contracts.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Maybe you do give up a second rounder for a really younger player that can really help you, but most of these guys are going to be at that age.
800-636-1067. What, if anything, do you want Washington to do? You saw teams make trades yesterday, all right? Jets trade for Davante Adams. That was kind of a long time. long time coming. People speculated that once Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets. And but then you saw Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns go to the Bills. You even saw a smaller deal, Cam Akers, mm-hmm. goes to the Minnesota Vikings because they've got some injury issues at running back. So they shore up. He'll be like the number three back. What do you want Washington to do? We immediately turn to the defensive side because that's where the problems lie. I think they're ranked 22nd defensively, mm-hmm. which is not the worst.
That's because they had a couple good weeks.
I would also say Washington's in a little bit of a different scenario where the Bills and the Jets specifically, those teams were looked at as potential Super Bowl contenders heading into the season. Washington was not. Mm-hmm. Washington was looking at a rebuild with a rookie quarterback. Now they're ahead of schedule.
Right.
But
doesn't matter,
I don't know if Adam Peters is going to be in like that active in the trade market.
I tend to agree with you, but it doesn't matter what we thought or even what they thought. Here's what they are. They're great offense, mm-hmm. I think. Now, it's only 5 or 6 games, and they only scored 23 against the Ravens, so maybe it's a big fraud.
23 against the Ravens is pretty good.
Maybe it's a mirage. Maybe we're going to come back to earth offensively. But it looks like they're schemed up pretty well, and they got a dynamic quarterback, mm-hmm. I think, for a decade, barring injury. But defensively, they can't stop anybody, and if they could find a way to stop people, then you might actually have a real Super Bowl contender, Cakes.
Yeah. All right, here's another name for you, EB.
Why not potentially, and I agree with you, I don't want to give up a first-round pick or a mm-hmm. second-round pick for some 33-year-old
guy. That. I know he's too smart for that.
I don't think anybody would do it.
Here's another name for you. It's from the same article from USA Today. So it's one candidate mm-hmm. from each team that you would want to ship out
right.
with the trade deadline. So again, for the Commanders, it was Jamin Davis. So for the Miami Dolphins, older guy, I know what Cakes is going to say, but if you're going for it and you get him on the cheap, they have Calais Campbell. Now, that's a guy who could shore up your rush defense, right?
I don't know. But he's really old. Like, he's
for this season.
Is he like 37 or 38? He's up there.
Let me throw out another name. And he hasn't played because he's not happy with his contract.
He's 38 years old, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I know, but you just lost Jonathan Allen.
Yeah, but they think they filled it. They're going to fill him in. They're going to be able to survive with Mathis and Newton.
What about Hassan Reddick?
Now, that one's intriguing.
He's 30.
I mean, I'd rather have a 30-year-old than a 38-year-old.
And the Jets have said, all right, go.
Yeah, but that 38-year-old's a mountain of a man.
He's a mountain of a man, but needs a walker to get to the quarterback. Not interested. No, thank you.
But the Jets have said, all right, Hassan, go try and find a trade.
Yeah.
It's not like Jonathan Allen and Dron Payne were racking up sacks. They need to stop the run, Cakes. Did you see what happened against the Ravens? Have you seen what's happened throughout the season?
I don't know. The Commanders need to stop the run.
Okay, well, Calais Campbell, I think you'd bring him in as not a pass rusher. He is a run stopper. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
What, if anything, do
you want them to do? You might be content and be like, hey, this is supposed to be a rebuild year. Let's not make any moves. Right now, I like our draft position.
I mean, you still think we're going to steal some games because our offense is so good. So go as far as you can go and then be patient. Because I do think, to Cakes' point, it doesn't matter what our expectations are. The reality of it is it would take something, I think. We're not one player away. Mm. It would take a couple crazy moves to probably make yourself a real Super Bowl contender, I think. Because they just don't force enough punts. They don't get enough stops.
All right, and I know you
and one guy is not going to change that.
I know you don't need it.
No, but it could help you win a division if you get an impact guy. I'm not saying
but I think they could still win the division even.
It's possible.
But if
you're only going to give up a fifth rounder, maybe a fourth rounder, don't you want to get better for this year?
I would consider it for a fifth rounder, almost anybody.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw out somebody on the offensive side of the ball. This team's...
Younger, old.
He's old. All these guys are old.
I don't like old that much.
All right, but...
Maybe it'll intrigue me.
I know you're not going to necessarily be for it.
All right, I've got my thumb in the neutral position.
But same article.
Yeah.
And it intrigued me.
Okay.
I know EB's going to say, don't need it. Don't want them. It's a team that is dead.
Okay, dead.
They're going to need to draft a quarterback because their quarterback has been exposed.
Okay,
he's young.
Right.
But nobody believes in Will Levis. So, DeAndre Hopkins. That thumb is going right down.
What does it cost?
Just old.
What does it cost?
It'll probably be a
sixth rounder.
I would do it for a sixth rounder, sure. Of course.
You're looking at DeAndre Hopkins through the lens of what he did back in the day with Houston and Arizona, like when he was in his prime. I mean, the guy's battling with a knee injury just to get out on the field at this point on a bad offense with the Titans. Now, would he be a good influence in the locker room? Probably. He's a veteran. He's amassed a ton of catches.
Could he catch some touchdown passes for you?
I just...
Be a red zone threat?
Does he make you that much better at this point than a fading DeAndre Hopkins? I don't know.
Well, let's say you're in the red zone, and you have Terry McLaurin on one side and Hopkins on the other side.
I'd rather they throw the ball more to Noah Brown than to an old, beat up DeAndre Hopkins.
I do think they should explore. I'm not saying that these are the guys. I do think they should explore options. Number one, corner. You can get somebody. Number two, I would say defensive end. And number three...
How about this? Wide receiver. How about this? Because I know this won't happen. But I just want to be outrageous. What if you give up a one? Okay?
Okay.
And, I don't know, throw in a couple other bums from Micah Parsons. Like a player of that caliber. That's the player that changes the direction of your team.
I mean, but the Cowboys...
What you're talking about, and I'm trying to make a point... Mm-hmm. Is you're kind of poking around the edges.
Usually what happens at trade deadline.
Right. They're like fringe stuff.
Right.
But you want to change this team? Get Micah Parsons. Get TJ Watt.
Well, you got to draft.
That changes your team.
Those teams aren't trading those guys.
That's why I said it's not going to happen.
You got to draft those guys.
But if you could, the one guy whose name has come up,
I have no idea if the team would be interested in it, but just when I look at all these articles about guys who may be available. That you'd be intrigued is similar as Max Crosby.
Right.
Team going nowhere.
Look at the Raiders.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I've been watching the Raiders because I'm watching Dylan. And Dylan had a fumble. It's one carry. Freaking TJ Watt punched it right out of his thing.
Now, Max Crosby intrigues me because he's still relatively young.
He's a game changer.
He's hyper productive.
He's a game changer.
And if you got him at the right price, that guy makes sense.
Is he on the block? I haven't even seen his name.
But I mean, they're just brutal, though.
I don't think he's on the block, but I've seen one article that said this is a guy who potentially could be on the block.
Yeah, he's only 27.
I don't know why the Raiders would trade him.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. The answer could be you don't want him to do anything. Stand pat.
I don't know. I want him to explore everything. Let's go to Charles. Charles, what's up?
Hey, Charles.
Hey. Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up?
Hassan Reddick is the guy you need. That guy's going to give you 10, 12 sacks every year. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, I brought his name up, and the Jets have already given him.
I heard somebody say he's too old.
No, he's 30. He's not too old.
Yeah, he's perfect age.
So he had 11 perfect sacks age. Last season.
He gives you double-digit sacks
every
year.
The last four seasons, he's had double-digit sacks. Yeah. 12.5, 11, 16, 11.
Do you worry about him sitting out all this time? Hasn't practiced.
I'd be a little concerned. Sure. He's already missed.
Have a game-changer on offense. Why not have a game-changer on defense?
Yeah, I would think that you would probably have to work out some sort of a deal with Reddick. I doubt he's going to come here and just ride it out.
Here's the problem with Reddick is that the Jets are going to have to deal a second-round pick to Philadelphia instead of a third-round pick for dealing him in the NFC. That's a clause in the contract.
Ah.
So, obviously, they would look for a match in the AFC over the NFC.
Okay. So, that probably takes that one off the table.
Unless we threw in a second rounder or something, right?
Yeah.
But not saying you would want to.
It might be worth a second rounder.
Let's go to Derek. Derek, what's up?
Hey, Jungs, what's going on?
Hey,
thanks,
Matt,
for having me on. So there's a team down in Louisiana that's lost four straight and has a pretty darn good corner that's capable of shadowing an opposing team to number one. Give me Marshawn Lattimore as a potential option to see if they're interested in dealing him. And they're going to be without Derek Carr probably for another week or two. Team is heading in the wrong direction. Dennis Allen's on the hot seat. I could see Marshawn Lattimore maybe spinning the wheels and seeing what it would cost to potentially acquire him.
I like it. Kick the tires, Cakes.
He's a 28-year-old corner. I don't know how much money he's making.
He's making $15 million.
That seems very reasonable.
I mean,
you know what? And throw in Manny Ford.
Actually, no, 19. Well, I don't know if this includes.
Former first-round pick, Cakes, a year and a half ago. Some people think they can fix him.
Who? Ron Rivera?
I don't know.
show me a handful of people in the NFL who thinks that they could turn around Manuel Forbes.
Well,
at this point.
I'm guessing that there were, he wasn't an outlier first-round pick. I mean, teams liked him.
We could have been talking about Christian Gonzalez instead of him if it weren't for Ron.
That is true.
But they Ron botched happened. It. Ron was a thing, unfortunately.
Let's go to Jim in Edgewater. This one I think I'm against. Jim.
Hey, it's Jimbo from Edgewater. We had a big tailgate on Sunday there for the game.
All right.
I think the Commanders need to pick up Jadeveon Clowney. You saw what he did for the Ravens last year. He's with the Panthers now. The guy can get it done off the edge.
Isn't he hurt right now?
I think he's banged up.
I believe he's
hurt. Time to pick him up cheap.
This is production overstated. Valdez, you can speak on this, but you guys have done okay replacing him, right?
They had to choose between Van Noy and Clowney, and they chose Van Noy. I mean, Clowney had a great year with the Ravens. He had over double-digit sacks.
He had 9.5.
Yeah. Close to double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
They chose Van Noy over him.
How old is he now?
31.
Man, he's a lot younger than I thought. I thought he was like 35, 36. He's been around forever.
31, and he's never had a double-digit sack season. He's had some 9 to 9.5s, never reached double digits. Kind of disappointing from the number one overall pick.
True, but he's definitely been impactful at times
good,
in his
he's
career.
He's had a good, not great NFL
he's
career.
He's been impactful at times in his career.
He has.
Yeah. He's had a longer, like, LeVar Arrington career, right?
Yeah.
I think Arrington was more impactful.
I think
Arrington made, like, 3 Pro Bowl teams. I know Pro Bowls are kind
that's
of a
popularity
joke.
Popularity contest.
Okay, but I don't think Clowney has.
Clowney's made 0?
I can check.
Is that
don't
true?
Know.
I don't see why he would make one.
Popularity.
He's got an ankle issue and a shoulder issue.
He's definitely made Pro Bowls. And he's an edge setter. He's a run stuffer.
You know
guy.
Who he is? He's basically Brian Arakpo. Not like sack-wise. Sack numbers. Though Arakpo, to give him credit, reached double digits, I think, multiple times, whereas Clowney never
had
did.
A heck of a career. When it's all
he had a good
done,
career.
He put numbers up.
He did.
He was the Kyle Kuzma of the NFL.
I guess.
Oh, Clowney's actually made the Pro Bowl 3 times.
See?
Wow.
See?
With those numbers?
Again, you're working around the edges when you're picking up guys like this. If you want it, okay. And that's probably what they're
Come
thinking.
On,
if we're going to make a move,
what
unless, it's like,
there, man?
Unless it's like just a gimme, like a no-brainer, it's not really going to change the direction of your team. Unless you get...
No, you're just acquiring them for this year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Even this year, it's not going to change the direction of your team, most of these guys.
Right, well, but you want to get
depth.
Better.
But what if it helps you win one game?
Right.
It might not be worth it. One game might not be worth whatever the cost is. Now, if it's a 6-rounder, sure. But
well, yeah, I'm not
then,
saying trade a 1st-rounder for any of these guys, but that's what these guys are going to go for.
Look, the Vikings are 5-0, and they picked up a guy who's number 3 in their depth chart now as a running back in Cam Akers, but they're just trying to get better.
Yeah, I'm not averse to it.
I think if you can add somebody on the defensive side and you're not giving up a ton of draft capital, do it.
You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll get back to the NFL with Mike Renner from CBS Sports coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junkie.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think is the cutoff time right now for using a leaf blower? You guys have landscaping companies.
What do you
I
mean,
don't.
What time of day?
I do it myself. Yes. What time in the evening is cutoff time? Because
8:30.
Even though it's dark. You think it's okay?
I don't know if you'd be doing it in the dark.
No, you won't do it. Why would you do it in the dark?
What's your question? What time is it appropriate to do it?
What time is the cutoff time for using a leaf blower?
At night or in the morning?
In the day, like evening.
Well, before it gets dark. So
I don't think it's that annoying.
Oh, it can be annoying.
Fallback is in like 2 weeks. It's going to start getting dark at 5.
It gets dark early. The reason why I ask this is, so
a lawnmower. Lawnmower is way worse.
I just did leaves on Sunday, but the leaves are coming down. It's windy.
Relentless.
My neighbor is one of those guys. It's actually his father. His father lives with him. Okay. His father retired.
Yeah.
His lawn is pristine.
Every day he's out there.
And on Wednesdays, they come for recycling. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can also leave the bags of leaves and lawn stuff, right? So I saw him out there during the day. And then when I left for soccer around 5, his yard doesn't have one leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has a bunch of Ryan's all over the place, right?
It's natural.
Didn't have time to do it until I got home. And then I had to have dinner. Now it's 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I could use, because it was dark. To me, the cutoff was darkness, which maybe isn't fair. Like, Cakes, you're probably right. It shouldn't matter. If you're okay to run a leaf blower at 8:30 in the summer, why couldn't you run the leaf blower at 8:30 in the fall?
How are you going to see the leaves? It's freaking dark.
Well, you can see it with lights if you have outside lights.
No one blows leaves at
I didn't. Usually, so I didn't.
Cold.
I used a rake.
It's
I used
cold,
a rake.
You know, you don't want to do that.
Well, no one does that. You can't see where the leaves are going.
No, if you have a well-lit backyard.
Yeah. Okay, but it's rare. It's rare that
right. My neighbor has a well-lit backyard. I don't. Mine is I need light.
Oh, I don't care about the backyard. It's just the front yard right next. I actually only did the side next to
you're
him.
You're like me. You don't really care that much about
I kind of do care. I don't know.
Now you're caring?
Yeah.
What do you care? Were you in a competition with the neighbors?
No,
apparently
I think
he is in a competition.
As long as you're...
You know my dad cared a lot, right?
No, but you never cared.
I didn't, but I think
now
somehow...
Now he does, though.
I think there's probably some psychology, like it's a connection with my dad.
All right, well, now you're hitting the feels, so I can't
But I'm just saying that I think that there's something...
Like, you can still make fun of him.
I think there's something there on a subconscious level.
You put this nice wall up in your front...
Yes.
And I just thought, well, that's a waste of $20,000 or whatever you paid, you know? I mean... It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got lights. That's lit. That has lights.
Yeah,
and
it's
on a timer.
It's nice. But soon as I saw, you know what? That's when you transition.
Even if I had a bunch of leaves, I would never, once darkness hits, I would never consider going out and just doing it.
If
I'll
the
be like,
leaves.
It's dark. It's almost bedtime.
Right.
Yeah, but it's getting dark earlier. So I went out there.
But even more excuse.
I went out there at 7:30 and I felt like I couldn't use the leaf blower. And I used the rake.
I've never
because all the kids are going to sleep around the neighborhood.
I don't know.
I've never walked. This is the difference between me and you. I've never walked up to my front door or my garage or however I go in the house and looked at my leaves and go, "I wish I like." I've never even noticed them.
Kind of clueless. Kind of clueless.
They're irrelevant.
Yeah,
to
but
me.
You also have a company that comes over, and I guarantee there's a guy who has a leaf blower on a backpack.
Okay,
and they do it
once a year. They'll do a big one. They'll do like a big cleanup. But weekly, when it, you know, whatever, they'll blow it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have leaves. Who cares?
No, but in November.
I'm team who cares.
I go inside my
clearly,
house.
We've seen the front of your house.
The only time I care is when they're on my mat on my patio.
It makes your yard look worse if you have leaves everywhere.
I never look at my yard. I go in the house and sit in it.
I think that's kind of rare for homeowners to just not care how their front yard looks.
I like it to be mowed once a week.
I know.
And once a year.
Leaves need to be blown out of the front yard, off the porch, out of the backyard. They need to be clean.
I only want my golf mat clean and my net clean.
Yeah,
so I take a leaf blower and I do that on my patio.
Right. You clearly don't care about leaves, but you have to care about some of the appearance of the house. Like, let's say somebody came over to your house. And they just spray painted tic-tac-toe boards in the front of your house.
I don't want that.
You wouldn't care? You'd be like, oh, I'm inside.
Well,
what do I care?
No, because that's,
I mean,
like
that's graffiti. That's the
like
face of your
graffiti.
House.
Bad paint job. Bad siding.
I'll give you an example. You talked about yours the other day. You called it, what did he call that?
The portico.
The portico thing.
Called it a princess balcony.
The princess balcony thing.
Yeah. Right.
I got one of those. It's rotting like you wouldn't believe. It's been rotting for 5 years. My wife looks at it. It gives her anxiety and like trauma.
What's rotting on it?
Just
the wood.
The wood. It's a 50-year-old house. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I look at it.
Why wouldn't you change it?
I look at it and I go, well, that's probably about 10, 20 grand.
Easily.
It's not that much.
It's a whole thing.
I had our guy. We had the same thing. Christian came over and we changed it.
I look at it and I go, I think I can squeak a couple more years out of it.
Of course, I think I can get a couple more.
It'll rot a little bit more until it falls off the front of your house. I think it can rot a little bit more before I need to replace it.
You know what? When I walk my dog in the neighborhood, I always look at the other houses.
That's a Bickle house.
And some of them I go, poopy house.
Right.
I'd look at Bickles if I was walking my dog.
That's a terrible house. You'd have to really be looking for it.
How many years? How many years did you talk about your nubby fence? Years. You finally got it fixed.
Got it fixed. Right. I don't like to spend money on dumb stuff. I like to spend money.
You bought three golf aids.
That's not the money to him.
Yeah, that's not dumb. I'm using that. You know what's dumb? A fence.
Really?
Spending like 20 grand on a fence is dumb.
Dumb. And you know what I did? I didn't replace my fence. I replaced the top of my fence because I didn't need to. I even had the guy admit, yeah, you don't really need to replace it. You know what? It's two different shades of color. Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying, your real estate agent, if you ever put it on the market, we'll say you need to change that fence.
You're just saying.
Because that house ain't selling with that ugly fence.
Now, it actually looks great because it's uniform. So all the tops are new. I'd have to see it. I'll give you a picture. It looks great. It actually looks great.
All right, send me a picture.
But you did fix it.
Only because he band-aided it. He didn't do a full-on fix.
No, it actually looks great.
It's two different shades, but you know what? In another 2 years, it'll fade, and it's going to be the same color.
It's going to fade just like the other.
But the point about the leaves is, all right, it took you a while, but you did care about the appearance of the fence to an extent.
Only because we were potentially having a party of like 50 people at my house. And I wanted it to look decent. I didn't want it to look embarrassing. When I have my family over, I don't care. There can be underwear with duty in the family room. It's my family. I don't care. But if I have friends,
or acquaintances over,
you want your house to look presentable.
Yes, I care what my house looks like. So doesn't matter if it's friends, family, strangers.
My house looks mowed.
I don't care if the Amazon guy comes up. I want the house to look good. I'm just different than you.
He cares a lot.
I'm with you, Jason.
I'm always just blowing off my front porch because the leaves blow into the front porch. I'm always blowing them off.
I'm always blowing off my mat.
In the summer, I'm always picking weeds. I just do all that.
Hate picking weeds.
I hate it too, but I do it.
When they get on my spornia golf net, it bothers me to no end.
If I've got dead patches in my front yard, I'm going to rake up the dead grass. I'm going to plant some new seeds, put soil on it.
I've never noticed a flower.
You haven't done that once, probably.
What? A flower?
No. Dug up. Raked dead grass.
Impossible.
And planted new grass seed with soil. You've never done that.
No.
I know.
The most I'll do is once a year, I'll do a courtesy, trifling weed and feed. I'll do one round of weed and feed.
Yeah.
Do you aerate beforehand?
Aerate? My guy asked if I wanted to aerate.
Yes.
I said, no, I don't aerate.
My guy does it twice a year.
I know. He asked me, well, that's extra $500 worth.
Right.
I said, no.
The True Green or Scott's guy comes by, puts something on my door, I give him the Kembe. No. Aerate? You're not going to charge me $1,000.
Is that Augusta?
Get out of here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I aerate twice a year.
So do I.
Why? What are you going to have?
Because it makes the grass.
She's trying to get the new grass to come out.
You're going to have a front yard?
He doesn't care what his yard looks like.
I just want it mowed.
I know.
It could be dead. It could be green.
That's the difference. I'd rather have that $1,000 in my 401k.
Right. I'd rather have
it. You can only put a certain amount every year, Gage.
We put the same amount in the 401k.
I'd rather have it in Bitcoin.
I'd rather have it in
you're going to die with that coin.
Peter Millar jacket or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's pointless to argue about it because we're never going to agree.
Anyway, I just wanted to know what the cutoff time. Cakes is giving me the 8:30 as the leaf blower.
I mean, I would never do it, but have at it. Annoy your neighbors.
I mean, what are you going to be out there for, an hour? I mean, how long are you leaf blowing?
5 minutes?
You could do that at midnight. Who cares? That's not that big a deal.
No, you can't do it at midnight.
That's 20 minutes of me finding guys on waivers on fantasy football to upgrade my team.
I know there's only a few minutes, but I wanted to bring this up. And I keep mentioning golf, but I'm kind of doing it for a reason. So I told Valdez during a break, I re-upped my subscription for my little launch monitor thing they got. You know, a year ago, I rededicated myself to the game. Mm-hmm. My two kids are... My daughter's got 5 weeks left of college sports. My son's done. I got one left. Yep. That's what's occupied my life for the last 15 years is chasing them around, and I've loved every second of it. Wouldn't change it, but I need a new upset. I need something else to do. So I've rededicated myself to golf. I re-upped my subscription yesterday to my launch monitor.
How much does that cost?
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's $200 a year. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. The point is I hit the year anniversary.
Okay.
Okay. And I checked yesterday. Over 11,000 shots I've had at home only in the last year. It's a long way of saying I noticed 2 days ago, and I've self-diagnosed it, I've torn my labrum of my hip.
Hip surgery.
I didn't know you had that labrum.
You don't have to have hip surgery. I've torn the labrum of my hip.
Self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed.
Remember last week you were getting out of the chair and you were walking like an 80-year-old man.
Thing. A labral tear.
I said that. I said something.
He's been doing that for.
No.
But he was walking a lot slower.
Here it is. A labral tear of the hip is an injury to the labrum. I know this is what I have. I knew it. Your hip joint is a ball and socket joint, whatever. The labrum helps keep the bones. It says, what are the... I'm reading the wrong part. I need to read to you the symptoms. Yeah. Hip labral tears cause similar symptoms. Pain in the hip, stiffness, a clicking or locking sensation, and when you stand up from sitting down. That's exactly what I have. It clicks. And I've had, because I've had... shoulder labrum. Like, I know what these things are. I've torn the labrum of my hip, and now I'm thinking I'm going to eventually need a hip replacement, and I'm going to be 100-year-old. And it's just...
People rave about hips. People rave about them. The hip replacement...
Mike Rizzo just had one.
The hip replacement, from what I've heard...
I can't believe I'm talking about
it. It's like the first couple of days suck.
Here we are. I've torn the labrum on my hip.
The first couple of days suck. Happens. And then after that, it's like a whole new lease on life.
My dentist mowed his lawn the second day after his hip labor. Probably shouldn't have, but he did.
All right, so maybe it's only 2 days. No, I've heard first couple days suck, and then it's a new lease on life.
They say you can do rehab, and it depends. I'm not saying it's a full tear, but I think it's an overuse, injury, and especially in the last year.
11,000 balls will do that.
And that's just there. That doesn't count at the golf course.
Correct.
It's probably another 10K there.
I hit 50 to 75 balls 3 to 4 times a week at the court.
Right.
Minimum,
that adds up.
Plus when I play, that's going to be at least minimum 80
it's
plus.
Taking a toll on your aging body.
Yeah. I've torn the labrum in my hip.
You and Jonathan Allen will be on the DL together.
I'm distraught about it.
I have a zillion injuries.
I know. I'm just hoping. This is what I typically hope. It heals a little bit by itself.
Some things do.
It's kind of a grasp.
Because my meniscus, I've all torn meniscus. I had the same thing, clicking and all that. I signed up for surgery for meniscus. Canceled it. Best thing I ever did. Knees are fine. They healed. Heals on its own.
But your hip, different animal.
I'm a little bit worried about.
You don't really play cutting sports that the meniscus would really
hurt you. To bother me just walking or doing anything. Running.
Yeah.
It would swell up. But
I mean,
it's gone.
It might be different. I've had 3 meniscal surgeries, and where I felt the pain was in cutting side to side.
Yeah, I'm not cutting
lateral. Right, so that's what I'm saying. You can get away with not fixing it.
Sure.
What is it, an NBA point guard?
Yeah.
NFL cornerback? Of course, not cutting.
It's just, I'm just telling you, it doesn't give me pain anymore. Has gone away.
Whatever it is, you have to correct it.
I think I'm going to let God take care of it first.
Oh, okay. All right. See, let me know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah,
the healing
power. The power of prayer.
Okay. All right.
This natural healing.
Okay.
I'm not going to go rush into a surgery, but I can tell you this right now.
You might have to back off on the
100%. I have a labral tear of my hip.
Well, look, the winter's...
Don't know the severity of it.
The winter is coming, so you're going to back off of the swings just naturally, but maybe that's what you need to do.
Not as much as you think.
Well, I mean, at the golf course, you will.
Right, 11,000 swings at home.
I know. That's you probably got to back off on that one.
Yeah, it's taken its tear.
I always pegged you as a swinger, EB. A lot of people have. You're just...
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Hey, a little shout out to one of our sponsors, Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Of course, they own the restaurants Circa, Open Road. Check out Open Road Distilling. It's awesome over at Reston Town Center. But my man Vince over there, one of the partners at MHG, sent over some chocolate chip cookies this morning.
Thank you
so
very
thank
much.
You very nice. Much.
I've already had two.
Yep, crushed two.
He had to get them out of here because otherwise we literally
I know, they were on the table here where all our computers are, and JP said, you got to move them. Mm-hmm. I'll eat them all. So we put them out on the table. They'll be gone by probably 11.
Oh, yeah. They'll go with the quickness.
Yeah, so thank you, Vince, for the chocolate chip cookies. Love
I took my daughter to Safeway, and we grabbed some stuff, some items. One of the items I picked up,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't resist it. Actually, it was 2 days ago.
Is it cheese-related?
I picked up two blocks of cheese.
How many of you love cheese so much?
I picked up extra sharp.
Predictable.
Always. Yeah. Always yeah. extra sharp. I couldn't pass up on this big bag of those, like, jelly... Like, I don't even know how to describe them. They're like jelly things coated with sugar.
Oh, yeah, like candy slices or
jelly
orange
slices.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know what you're talking
I prefer
about.
All cherry.
Yeah.
But I got the like, the rainbow one or whatever, okay. The mixed ones.
Sure.
I there was no grape in there. Bitter about that. Not enough cherry.
Okay.
Way too much yellow.
Okay.
Way too much green.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really like.
So you're talking
about,
candy. Listen to this.
I take love the. Yeah, I've almost eaten.
Just load
the bag
sugar.
Is this big. It's about a 12-inch bag.
Yeah.
This is what I'm down to.
When you go
days.
To a candy yeah. store, yeah. when you go to a candy store where
I
they weigh when they weigh your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. What's the most you've ever spent?
I
took
really
my
go
kid.
There.
So listen, I took my kid and her friend just to kill some time
mm-hmm.
over to Rio.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got the Spirit Halloween store
yeah,
over
sure.
there, which
lot,
my kid wants to go all the time. But they wanted to go to the candy store.
The one right near the theaters.
Isn't there a 50 exactly. Cent yeah. song about the candy shop or something?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know his whole catalog.
So we go to the candy store.
You probably know one.
In the club.
And they get their little bag. First of all, they wanted to buy. They didn't even want to buy it. They first picked up like these little buckets they have mm-hmm. there. You got to pay for those buckets.
Sure, of course.
The bags are free.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket? No, you got to pay for that. And it's like $12. Anyway, they start filling up the bag. And my daughter's friend, okay, I'm going to pay for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She grabs, I don't even know what this is. This is like this blue candy. She grabs a ton and puts it in the bag. The bag already is full. When we get to the counter, they put their two bags up there, and it was mostly the friend.
Right, okay. Yeah, the freeloader.
Two kids.
6 pounds of candy.
$22 I paid.
Oh, that is just highway robbery.
Mm.
That's an absurdity.
$22.
I mean, you could have gone to CVS and gotten the same amount of candy for like half the price or less.
But also, like, what am I going to do? Tell the girl, take some of that stuff out of your bag.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, you're just trapped at that point.
I'm trapped.
You're no turning back.
Take it out of your bag. I mean, that's too much.
You can't let loose 2 7-year-olds in a candy store and not expect to get raked over the coals.
How would you have handled this? So Friday night, my daughter came up to me and said, actually, it was Sunday night because she didn't have school on Monday. She said, she came home and she said, can we go to dinner tonight? I said, sure.
Okay.
She goes, can I bring 5 friends?
Oh, man.
Five?
That's a lot.
She said, 5 friends?
McDonald's.
Where are you going to dinner? That's,
no, she said, can we go
pizza.
To Bethesda? I want to go to Bethesda for dinner.
Pizza.
Well, that's pricey.
And I looked at her and I said,
nope.
No.
Good. That's a good answer.
I said, no.
That's a great answer.
Right, because you're going to flip the bill.
I mean, that's a $200 bill
yeah,
minimum.
I said, you know what? She said, she wanted to have her friends over, but we didn't know what to have for dinner or whatever. So can we just go out to dinner in Bethesda? And I said, with the five of them? For what? Is your birthday? Your birthday was 6 months ago.
Right.
What am I going to do that for?
Uh-huh.
I just spent $2,000 in Yale and Brown. I'm going to spend another $1,000 this week. I mean, no.
You're just hemorrhaging cash.
I'm hemorrhaging money, lighting it on fire.
Your fuel.
Plus yeah. She goes to a fancy high school.
I mean, I don't know how fancy it is, but...
the price is probably
pretty fancy.
Seems like it.
I'd love to know what that price is. Right, can you write it down?
I think it's like $30,000.
Oh, that's a lot.
High school.
That's pretty pricey.
Stevie's was a lot more than that.
Oh, I know.
You feel like you're getting a bargain.
Yeah, I feel like it's not even. I feel like it's public school. Yeah.
I will give props to my wife because we're going down to Blacksburg tomorrow for the Hokies game. And Friday night, she's making dinner for my daughter and all her roommates because if we went out to dinner,
Yeah.
I mean, these are 21-year-old kids. All right. It would be
boozing.
It would be probably a $300 to $400 dinner.
Yeah.
She's actually making an Italian casserole. We're going to eat dinner in her apartment and save $300, yeah. maybe $400.
You're a skinflint. I love your hustle.
Props to my wife, because I would have said, all right, where are we going to dinner? And they would all said, all right, we'll meet you there.
Right.
And there would have been eight girls there.
Sure.
So props to my wife for making dinner on Friday night.
How many more Hokies games do you think you're going to go to in your life?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is it going to be done after this year?
I'm going to at least two more this year.
Right.
Possibly three. After this year,
it's going to slow down.
Dude, I bet you go once a year. You wouldn't believe how much I've spent going to Hokies games the last 5 years.
I would believe it.
I
would believe it.
So the hotels are alone. Yeah. Our two-night minimums, minimum $700 a night.
Yeah, see, I don't pay that.
And I've probably been to, I don't know, 20 games.
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah, but think of how much money you saved. Think of how much money you saved by your kids going to Tech.
In state.
Versus going to, like, let's say they went to University of South Carolina. I don't know. I'm picking
it would be double.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been very lucky. I've told you that.
I don't know what it is in Ithaca, in Cornell. It must be Parents Weekend or something. I have no idea. I don't pay attention to that dumb calendar. It means nothing to me. All I care about is the games. I don't care about any of the other stuff. The hotels, they range, right? You know, in college towns, they range.
Yeah, depending on what's going on.
I have a spot that I go to. It's a Hilton Homewood Suites thing. You know what those are? You have like a little kitchenette.
I park it one every day.
Okay.
He takes food from them every day.
Yeah, that's where I stay. Mm-hmm. I get a deal. I pay $150 on a typical one. They want like $400 a night this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Binghamton. I'm staying 45 minutes away.
Just to save the cash?
I'm not spending $450 a night for that.
See, I could do that for Hokies football games.
All the other ones are even more.
I could stay in Roanoke, all right? But that would be a disaster.
No.
All right, because Roanoke's poop.
Yeah.
And I'm not driving 40 minutes, so I'd rather spend the extra $400 or $500 a night. To be 5 seconds.
But for me, that's where I draw the line.
You can spend that because T is making an Italian casserole.
That's true.
She's
making
spots.
An Italian meal for the girls.
Coming up next, we're going to get back into the NFL and
smart?
The Commanders.
That's smart, though, Cakes.
Mike Renner, CBS Sports NFL and NFL Draft Analyst, joins us next here on The Junkies.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.